not involved in
anything. Good morning, Baptist Church. Good morning from Eternal Faith Baptist Church in Maynard, Texas. To everyone around the world, we thank you for joining us. And we are going to join Pastor Dean Smith in progress. Blessed are the merciful. From Matthew chapter 5.
To the lowest part of our lives, show mercy to us. He reaches to our weakness and to our needs and shows mercy to us. Lamentations 3:22 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Mercy is more than forgiveness. Number two, mercy is less than love. Forgiveness flows out of mercy, but mercy flows out of love. Ephesians 2:45. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace that you have been saved. Wow. Mercy is less than love. Love loves even when no wrong has been done. Love loves even when love does not see a need. God loves the Son, although both are without sin and without need. The Father and the Son love the angels. The angels are without sin and without need. Mercy is the physician. Love is the friend. Mercy acts because there is a need. Love acts because of affection, whether or not there's a need shown. Mercy is reserved for times of trouble. Love is constant. There can be no true mercy apart from love. But love can be without mercy, but God's love produces mercy for the whole world. Yeah. And aren't we glad?
Yes.
Now, mercy and grace. Mercy, number three, is different than grace. Grace and mercy have a real tight relationship, and a lot of times we have trouble separating the two, yet they are very, very different. Mercy deals with pain, hurt, misery, distress, the consequences of sin. By the way, all problems are sin related. Our sin are that we live in a fallen world, and the sin in the world. It is with these problems that mercy gives help. Grace, on the other hand, deals with sin itself. Grace is poured out because of sin. Mercy deals with symptoms, but grace deals with the cause. Mercy brings relief from punishment. Grace offers pardon for the crime. Mercy eliminates pain. Grace cures the disease. I praise God for his mercy and his grace.
Amen.
The Good Samaritan. He found a man who had been beaten up and robbed. And what did he do? He showed mercy. He bound his wounds. And then he took him to an inn. And he paid for his lodging while he healed. He showed grace. Mercy relieved the pain, but grace provided for healing. We see this also in our salvation. Mercy says, no, not hell. Grace says, heaven. Mercy says, I pity you. Grace says, I pardon you. Needed. Mercy is also united with justice. In our world today, we see very little true justice. But God is just. He is always just. And yet he has outrageous mercy. Justice gives exactly what is deserved. Mercy gives less punishment and more help. Mercy is tied in to justice. During Napoleon's time, one of his soldiers went against him not once but twice. Napoleon's justice demanded that this soldier be killed. But his mother, the soldier's mother, came to Napoleon and she begged for mercy. Napoleon said he has offended twice and he deserves justice. The mother said, I don't ask for justice, I plead for mercy. But your son deserves no mercy. Sir, the mother said, if he deserved mercy, I wouldn't ask for it. Napoleon said, I will have mercy. And the son lived. God can be both just and merciful to the same person at the same time. The scripture tells us that God loves us with an everlasting love. And it also tells us that God will not allow sin to go unpunished. That's a huge problem for us. It's no problem for God. He said, I'll solve your problem. God shows mercy and he shows justice. God shows mercy without being just with us, but by pardoning our sin. In the act of true mercy, someone has to pay the price. God paid the price. His son Jesus paid the price. The Good Samaritan that we looked at earlier paid the price. God's mercy is grounded in his love and his justice. His mercy is not grounded in sentiment, but in the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ covering our sin, cleansing us from all sin, God can show mercy on all who come to him, repentant of sin. For God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have the forgiveness of sin. And Jesus' blood cleanses from all sin for all who will accept his free gift of eternal life. Amen. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin in order that God might show mercy to us on the cross. Jesus satisfied God's justice for all mankind. When a person puts their faith in Jesus Christ and repents of their sin, then God pours out his mercy upon us. And aren't you glad?
Yes.
Yes. The good news is that the shed blood of Jesus Christ was sufficient for all our sin. We do not deserve mercy, but God is able to give us mercy. Because of his son, Jesus Christ, taking the punishment for our sin. Mercy is more than forgiveness. Mercy is less than love. Mercy is different than grace. And mercy is united with justice. Matthew 25, verses 41 through 45. Jesus talks there about this very thing. See, he said that those who belong to him will show mercy. But those who do not belong to him will not show mercy and compassion on those who are hungry and thirsty, those who are strangers, those who are naked, those who are sick, those who are in prison. And Jesus goes on to say, when they come to me, I'll say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Many will come saying, Lord, Lord, and he will say, depart from me. You see, we are only saved. We're only related to him through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the repentance of sin, and in faith turning to him. We live in a society that says, get and grab everything you want because you deserve it. God says the opposite. He tells us, give everything you can give and keep on giving. The true character of mercy is giving. Giving compassion, giving help, giving of our time, giving forgiveness, giving money, giving of ourselves. The children of the King show mercy and are merciful. Where do we get mercy? What's the source? Second section this morning, mercy's source. The source is, mercy is God's gift, number one. Mercy is God's gift. The way of mercy is the way of humility, repentance, the way of surrender, and the way of holiness. Let me read you Psalm 103, verse 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love, his mercy, for those who fear him. When we receive God's mercy shines through us to others. God's mercy pours out of us to others. We are blessed by God when we show mercy to others. We're able to show mercy to others because God has given us mercy. We share his mercy with others. Do you know what he does? He loads us down with his blessings. And with more mercy. Third section today, true believers share God's mercy. We share God's mercy. We're loaded down with it. We realize that. And we give mercy to others. We give compassion to others. There's a beautiful example of this in the Bible. Number one, Jesus is our example. He's our example. Think with me of Jesus hanging on the cross. He suffered greater pain than we'll ever know or can even begin to imagine. Yet on the cross, in the midst of all his pain, listen to his words in Luke 23, verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Wow! He looked at those people who crucified him, those who screamed out, crucify him, crucify him. He looked at those soldiers who beat him, who nailed him to the cross. And he said, Father, forgive me. Wow. You know what? You and I were in that group. Because he died for our sin. Our sin put him on the cross. And he says, Father, forgive me. A man was hanging beside me. Well, two men were, but one said, remember me. Remember me. He recognized this was the Messiah. He recognized Jesus was the one who was dying for his sin. And he said, don't forget me. Help me. Jesus said in Luke 23, verse 43, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Wow! Listen, I've been asked, if someone is on their sickbed and finally they pray to receive Christ, they ask him to forgive their sins, will Will they go to heaven? The answer is yes. Yes, they go to heaven. And they'll spend eternity with Jesus Christ. But don't you dare wait. Don't you dare wait.
Yes.
We never know when we'll breathe our last breath. We applauded because Barbara's here this morning. She had no idea when she stood from her desk that she would trip and fall and break her hip. Friends, we don't know what the next moment holds. We don't know. We need to live for Christ moment by moment, moment by moment. One of the most beautiful examples of mercy, when Jesus hung on the cross, he looked down and there was his mother. He looked down and there was John. In John 19, 26 and 27, he says, Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. He said to her, "Woman, here's your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus showed mercy. He cared for his mother. He provided for his mother. Yes, even as he was hanging on the cross. Jesus is our example. We need to show mercy to others. Now let me give you another point that some don't realize is merciful. Number two, show mercy by confrontation. Confrontation. A photographer took a picture of a very famous politician. The politician gave him the proofs. He went through the proofs one by one, and he very indignantly said to the photographer, "This picture, these proofs, do not do me justice." The photographer said, "Sir, with a face like yours, you don't need justice. You need mercy." I don't know if he got the job. There are times when we need to confront others with mercy regarding those who believe false doctrines, who believe something contrary to the truth of God's word. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, "Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth." Those who hold to and teach false doctrines to God's people, they need to be mercifully silenced. Titus 1:11 says, "They must be silenced, because they are disrupting the whole household by teaching things they ought not to teach, and that for the sake of dishonest gain." Titus 1:13 says, "This saying is true, therefore rebuke them sharply, so that they will be sound in the faith." In Jude, we read, Jude 21 and 23, "Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh." We need to show mercy to those who do not understand the truth of God's word, those who teach false doctrine. We need to show mercy, number three, by praying. When we pray for someone, we show mercy. Friends, prayer takes time. It takes sacrifice to remember all who need and to pray for them. By the way, you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, you need to pray for them. You need to remember to pray for them. Number four, show mercy by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. In sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, we're showing mercy to others. But let me tell you something. If you're not merciful, you can't share Jesus. see our actions speak louder than our words. If you're merciful, then you can share Christ with others. Now, there's something very, very exciting I want to tell you about this morning. And that is God's cycle of mercy. God's cycle of mercy. Number one, God's mercy is shown to us in salvation. When we repent of our sin and ask forgiveness of sin, God shows mercy to us by cleansing us of all sin, past, present, and future, by forgiving us of our sin and pouring out His mercy upon us. Next, number two, we are merciful to others. We've received an abundance of mercy, and therefore we go and we share mercy. We're merciful to others everywhere, even in traffic. Even in HEB and Walmart. Yes, we show God's mercy. We show kindness. We show sympathy. We show empathy. We stand with them. I read recently about Jackie Robinson, the first African American to play baseball in the major leagues. Jackie Robinson made a brave, brave statement in action by just being out on the ball field and playing ball. Everywhere he went, people judged him critically. He faced hostile crowds. One night when he was playing in his hometown and home field in Brooklyn, he made a mistake. He made an error. And as he stood on second base, the crowd began to boo him. He stood there and he humbly just bowed his head, so humiliated. But you know what? The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese, went over and put his arm around Jackie and stood there with him and looked that crowd in the face. The booing stopped. Later, Jackie Robinson said, that arm around his shoulder saved his career. You know what? There are people all around us that need an arm around them. They need us to sit with them. They need us to stand with them. They need us to show compassion and concern for them. God shows His mercy to us. We show mercy to others. And number three, greater mercy is given to us. Listen, you can't outgive mercy. God just keeps pouring it on us more and more and more. As we give it away, He gives us more. But not only that, He pours out His love to us, and He pours out His blessings upon us. So we are the recipients of far, far more. Give it away this week. Amen.
Amen.
If you're here today, you have not received God's mercy and forgiveness this evening, let me encourage you to do this long time. Let's stand together for prayer.
Enjoyed the sermon today from Pastor Gene Smith and wanted to invite you to know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. The first thing you have to do is to realize that you've sinned against God and that you've fallen short of the glory of God. The next thing is to repent of your sins. That means to turn away from your sins and to really trust and follow God. And then you ask God to save you through Jesus Christ. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And then you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. For John 1:12 says, yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God. Pray this prayer. Father God, I realize I have sinned against you, Lord. And Lord, I repent of all of my sins and truly turn to you. I know that Jesus died on the cross to save my sins. Lord, for I'm calling upon your name to save me. And Lord, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died on the cross. He rose on the third day. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for this new beginning in my life. And Lord, I give this to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have asked Jesus Christ into your life, we would like to know about it. You can email us at office, O-F-F-I-C-E, at efbcm.org, or simply by calling us. Our toll-free number is not listed yet, but you can call us directly here in the United States at 512-272-4043. On behalf of Pastor Gene Smith and everyone at Eternal Faith Baptist Church, thank you for listening today. We hope you have a blessed week and tune in next time. And we'll love to have you listen. Thank you.